Good afternoon and welcome to Cape Light Compact Focus on Energy, a monthly program designed to bring you timely information on various energy topics of interest to Cape Cod. We've used this program over the last 6 years to try to keep you up to date on the initiatives of the Cape Light Compact, which is part of the Barnstable County government. We also serve Martha's Vineyard under an agreement with Dukes County. I'm John Burns, your host, a retired energy efficiency program planner at the Cape Light Compact, which is located in the Superior Courthouse in Barnstable. I'm pleased to be joined today by Margaret Song, Residential Program Manager, and Kim Deischer, Customer Service Coordinator at the Cape Light Compact. Today, we're going to talk about a new package of programs offered by the Cape Light Compact called Efficient Neighborhoods. It's actually a statewide initiative with a Cape Cod twist to it, and what that usually means is that we have taken the state program and make it better. You'll see, or more accurately, you'll hear. Margaret, what is an efficient neighborhood?
Well, I'm glad you asked, John.
I bet you are.
So, statewide, when we were creating our three-year plan, the idea was to try and find efficient neighborhoods or even efficient towns that we could target, those that were harder to reach in the one to four family arena. So what does that mean, right? So maybe in the city of Boston, you might see that there is a neighborhood that maybe hasn't gotten, approval yet or has not seen a lot of participation. And the idea was to target that entire neighborhood and try to, get them to participate in our efficiency program.
So you had neighborhoods that weren't participating or having blocks of people that weren't, for some reason, weren't participating, hadn't got the message. So do you market differently to the efficient neighborhoods?
You do. You need to talk to them a little bit differently because there might be landlords there. There might be more duplexes or triplexes versus single family homes. And so statewide, really what we were looking at was a program design that could be targeted at these sort of harder to reach folks because maybe they work a lot or maybe they're income constrained.
Okay. Is there some advantage to being in one of these targeted areas?
Yes.
Financial advantage to it?
The incentives are increased for efficient neighborhoods statewide. But I'm sure we'll go into this a little bit further.
Okay.
The board has changed the direction of that for Cape Cod and Martha's Vineyard.
Why did they do that?
So,
I know, we're different.
Yeah.
Well, we know we're different, okay.
Well, we're always different.
I hope the board made it better.
I think that the board made it a lot better,
okay.
Actually.
All right.
So the theory is that those folks that are under an average income,
mm-hmm.
that those folks are income constrained.
Okay.
And the methodology that we went through statewide was to look at the census data for each of the towns and to look at what that average income was for the town and then compare that with our participation.
Does this help, and Kim, I'll put this question to you because I think you're involved with the income verifications and that type of thing. Does it help from a bureaucratic standpoint if you're part of one of these neighborhoods as far as the what kind of verification you have to do or not?
Not really for Cape Cod the way we did it.
Okay.
Because we're including all towns on Cape Cod and Martha's Vineyard in this program. So this is more based on your income on an average for the whole of our participating towns. So it helps to be within the guidelines and under the average income for household, but I don't think it matters as much per town per se.
And John, I think we should take a step back potentially for the listeners. So, the theory was that you're trying to get to these folks that are under income, but using an average for that town using census data. As folks know here on Cape Cod and Martha's Vineyard, the census data is accurate for some towns, but for other towns, it can be a little bit misleading because it's taken before the summer season.
All right.
And so the average income, for example, in Truro, looked to be one of the lower incomes.
And you would never think Truro would be fall into that category.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
So our board decided to change the structure of the program to serve all the towns rather than just choosing one on Cape Cod and Martha's Vineyard.
So you would treat Cape Cod as a neighborhood unto itself? Okay.
We do.
Because we're part of a big statewide project. And okay.
Yep. And the only thing is that in other areas there would not be an income verification.
Mm-hmm.
But for us, we decided to add in the income verification just so that we could see whether we're actually serving those folks that are within the income that we're trying to target or not.
Okay. So if somebody feels that they're eligible to participate in the Efficient Neighborhoods program, they would call the 800 number, which is 800-797-6699. Even though I've been retired for 3 years, that is burned into my brain. And they would get Kim on the phone.
They would.
Okay.
And we would either sign them up for an assessment if they haven't had one yet. And as a part of signing people up, they do get an income verification packet in the mail with some information about the program. And then, you know, it is a voluntary form.
Mm-hmm.
They're still eligible to receive an energy assessment regardless of income.
Right.
But if they wanted to participate and they felt or knew they were qualified, they would fill out the form.
And they would get enhanced incentives.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody's entitled to incentives,
right,
regardless of income, but some incentives are stronger than others.
Right. Like our general residential is 75%
okay.
of recommended insulation or weatherization up to $4,000.
All right, so if I have a $4,000 insulation project for my house,
mm-hmm.
And I don't qualify from an income standpoint, Cape Light Compact pays $3,000 of it. I pay $1,000 of it.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. But if I do qualify, then what happens?
It would be 100% up
okay.
to $4,000 for recommended weatherization measures.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
It's good.
Because I know 10 years ago when I had my insulation put in, I saved about 30% of the oil consumption that I had in my house. So today's rates, that actually would have paid for itself in a single season. So someone that qualifies for this needs insulation, you're just going to just take care of it. You're going to contract to get the installation done.
They do have to be verified.
Okay.
The documentation has to be received and everything has to be passed through to the auditors for approval. And then they can go from there. The work can't have been done beforehand or before verification in order to qualify.
Okay.
But otherwise, yes.
Okay. I do want to stress that people, regardless of whether they qualify for the Efficient Neighborhoods, they should call anyway because there's still a lot of incentive for this to be done. Margaret, I think you started to talk about what the board was going to do with changing the direction of the process, why we didn't quite conform to what the state was doing. The objective is the same, but the pathway is a bit different.
Yeah, so, I mean, and I want to back up for just a second
okay.
in that this is for 1 to 4 family homes.
Right.
And this is a limited time offering.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to stress that in case folks are listening to this before or after the time. But it is only going to run from September 2013 to January 2014. This is essentially a test
okay.
that the board has put into place to see whether income is a constraint. And what we've done is, for example, a family of two.
Mm-hmm.
The income level for that is $66,076. Gross income.
Okay.
That's going to cover a lot of people
sure.
in Cape
yeah.
Cod. So if that 25% copay, since we were covering 75% for anyone regardless,
right?
If that 25% copay is really the concern here, then hopefully this test will bear out that incentive gets a more enthusiastic response
right.
than what we usually
so
do.
You get projects that you might not have gotten otherwise, and so yeah, $66,000 is a pretty fairly high bar for you to get on, for a lot of people to get under, Kim, you would go through the verification process
mm-hmm.
on that. Okay.
Yeah, it would come through me, and then we go from there
okay.
based on what they send in and things like that. But
okay. I assume you try to make it as easy for people as possible. How hard is it to get that verification done?
We generally ask for a tax return from the previous year,
okay.
but we do understand that things change in households, income jobs, things like that. So if there are any questions, they, you know, they are able to call me, and I've worked through it with many people over the phone, and they do send me supplemental documentation for, say, not having a tax return, things like that. For this specific program, the forms do need to be received by February 14th, 2014, just as part of the test for the Sufficient Neighborhoods program.
Okay. But we talked about September 13th through the January of 2014. So,
and this is just for the form purposes.
Just for the form. So, in other words, you could get this going without... I'm confused. So,
sure.
All right.
Let's back up first.
So if I'm confused, there's probably somebody else out there that's listening to us that's confused too.
Yeah.
So let's try to clarify that.
So the September 2013 to January 2014,
mm-hmm.
the first thing you've got to do is call.
Okay.
So you have to call in between September of 2013 and January of 2014.
Okay.
But knowing that, you know, sometimes paperwork takes a little bit of time, and, you know, that's generally when taxes are just starting in January, we said that, you know, if folks give us the paperwork by February 14th, which would give roughly, you know, 2 weeks after the end of January, that would be the end for getting income verification into us.
So that's basically the qualification period. So the work can happen after the okay, so folks, if you're listening, make sure you make the call within that window that Margaret gave, September to January,
mm-hmm.
of basically this fall. Get that in and get the ball rolling on that. We talked a little about insulation. What else we got?
So one of the other things that we're working on, and folks may be interested in it, is that we are installing LEDs right now.
Okay.
Do
you want to define LED? I know I've had you define it before, but let's talk about what LED is.
LED stands for light emitting diode.
Right.
And it's a type of lighting, in this case, that actually is usually very instant on, has better dimmability, and the costs are starting to come down, which has been really exciting.
That was always the big barrier with LED lighting, was it was very state of the art, but it was so expensive that it was hard to implement. But now as the volumes get up, the prices are coming down, and you've got pretty good incentives for those. So
we do.
Mm-hmm.
We're installing two for free, which is a great price to people.
That's a good. That's great. So if nothing else, folks, call the 800 number 800-797-6699, and you know you're going to end up with at least two free LEDs, which used to sell for about $40, $50 a piece. Yeah.
Some of them still do.
Yeah, okay.
I was in a local hardware store in Dennis, and it was $45 retail.
Wow.
So, you know, and they're nice, and it's nice to be able to test those out. But luckily, we've been able to start including them in our program, and we do have that max of two to replace incandescents. Those are your regular, light bulbs that your grandmother or grandfather probably had.
Right.
But, you know, they're an exciting technology.
And, but what if you need more than two? What happens then?
Well,
then you have to pay a copay, or do you qualify through the income levels here, the Efficient Neighborhood? Tell me what else I can get for this.
Sure, John. I know you like those deals.
I do like the deals. You know me well, Margaret.
There's a couple of things that you can do. One is that at retail, we do have lighting at a discounted price.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is that we have an online catalog where you can buy some of the lighting. And we pay for shipping $25.
All right.
In
the online catalog, you're limited actually as to the number of bulbs you can buy in the online catalog, right?
Yes.
So, was it six or something like that? Yeah.
It's something like
The discounts are really deep. And the discounts are actually, the Cape Light Compact pays a portion of it, and the customer pays a portion of it. So that's how it gets discounted the way it does. And so there is some limitation on that.
Correct. But we just actually last week started adding an option for a copay to put in the same light bulbs that we're putting in. If you want to do a total change out in your house, to do a copay to replace incandescents as well.
So if I had 20 of them and that needed to be changed out, there's a You have a program for that. There's an app for that.
Exactly. Good. Exactly.
Good. Oh, good. Well, that's good to know. all right, I'm convinced. I want to participate. What do I do?
Well, there are a couple of different things. One is we'll see whether you've had an audit within the last calendar year or not.
Okay.
If you have had an audit previously, you should call the 1-800 number that John's been
saying
over and over again. Okay, it's
800-797-6699.
If you haven't had an audit, you call the same number.
Right.
but the important thing is definitely to call and then fill out the income verification, and we'll be able to move you along from there. And a lot of our contractors that are in the program have actually been very helpful in getting the word out to their customers as well. So if you've heard about this from your contractor, certainly, again, call, but we can always help you get those installations done.
You know, I know it's kind of hard to believe, but there actually may be some folks out there that actually don't know why all this is taking place. So why don't we have a quick review of where this money comes from? Because there's a skepticism. There's always a skepticism when things seem to be too good to be true. And
free, you mean?
Yeah, exactly. when it's free, well, why is it free? And we all know that nothing is really free. But how do we go about getting this money? Because Cape Light Compact is part of Barnstable County. This is a government operation. It's not a private sector operation. And so we have a pool of money. And where does that money come from?
The pool of money that we have is actually something that's approved at the Department of Public Utilities as part of our three-year plan. And it's a little confusing, I have to say, to figure out where all of the money comes from. But essentially, it does come from all of you as ratepayers.
Sure.
So you're right. It's not really free. You've already paid for it.
You've paid for it. Over the years, you've paid for it, actually, especially if you haven't used it yet. You've been paying for it all along, and you just haven't gotten your...
And that's
your
why we encourage
yet.
People
right.
to have
sure.
an audit.
Absolutely.
Yep. Right. But if you ever want to delve into your bill a little bit more, that line item that says energy conservation on the front page of the bill is part of the cost for this program. There's also a charge within your distribution charge as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that's called the energy efficiency reconciling factor.
Okay.
And it's somewhat buried in that cost. It's not all of it. It's a portion of it. But a portion of that charge comes towards these programs as well.
And if you've got a typical 500 kilowatt a month bill, which I guess is about average, 500 to 600 kilowatts is about average now, what would you think you'd be paying in? I hate to put you on the spot, but you are so good at math, Margaret. I know. I sat across from you for 7 years, so I know how quick you are with this stuff. How much of my bill is going to be go towards energy conservation?
In 2013, it's probably between 15 and 25, depending upon sort of what time of the year. Because it's sort of off cycle with the calendar year. But it varies from every year. It depends on what we've asked for budget and certainly on your usage as well. But that factor is really the unknown quantity. It changes from year to year, and it can vary as much as 30%.
Okay. But on a typical monthly bill, is it $1, $2, $3?
It's about 15 to 20.
Oh, it
at
is
this
that much.
Point.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Right. Because we've put a lot into the different programs for rebates for all of the heating systems and cooling systems.
Okay.
And
yeah.
The
so folks, if you're wondering, this is where the money's coming from, and you have been paying it in. So please please take every opportunity to use it. The way it is, because it leverages very nicely. For every dollar that gets put into this program, you get benefits in the $3 to $4 range.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not using it, then you're kind of cheating yourself, and we don't want that to happen. We've talked in the past about all this energy we're going to save. How do we quantify what actually has saved, and how can we substantiate the claim that I just made of a dollar in and $3 to $4 out? There is a process for that.
There is quite actually the process for that. We have some pretty rigorous reporting standards that we're required to fulfill every year at this point. And part of that includes something called the technical reference manual. And that includes third-party evaluated savings for, say, something like an LED light bulb.
Right.
Again, that's light-emitting diode.
Sure, right.
You don't remember what that acronym was. And so all of these different things are evaluated. You know, we provide the data, but a third party goes through and verifies that our savings are actual. If not, we do have to correct our savings either in the positive or negative direction to reflect that.
Okay, and just to put it in terms that folks can understand, we have a 60-watt light bulb. We put a 10-watt, 11-watt LED light bulb. I don't want to make the math too tough here. We put an equivalent that uses significantly less energy. We can predict, based on the number of hours that the light operates, we can tell you exactly what you've saved over the life. The other interesting thing about LED lighting is that they last many, many times longer. So a typical incandescent light bulb is something on the order of 750 operating hours, where LED can go into 10,000 operating hour ranges.
Past that.
I have been out of this for a while. So the great thing about continuing on as the host of this program is I actually get to learn as I sit here. And I also realize that you don't get to get out of this business for very long before it leaves you behind. So.
Oh, and, you know, lighting is moving at a very quick pace.
Yes.
You know, compact fluorescent light bulbs, those swirly bulbs that you may have seen, those last, you know, on average around, you know, 8,000 to 10,000 hours.
Okay.
Right now, there was actually a study that was just released from the Department of Energy that says that they've been testing lamps that are LED. And by that, I mean the actual light bulb, that are past 35,000 hours. And so that's just the tip of the iceberg. We don't know really how long.
And they're still operating. So you could have bought 50 equivalent incandescent light bulbs in that period of time. And let's say they cost $1 a piece. That justifies the expense of an LED light right there, and the fact that the Cape Light Compact is going to give it to you for almost nothing. In some instances, nothing. Then you really the savings is going to be tremendous, and it all gets back to why we even want to do this. Why do we want to save energy? Other than intuitively, it seems to be the right thing to do, but we. Building electric infrastructure and that type of thing. Ever tried to site a nuclear power plant? Ever tried to site a wind turbine? Anything you want to site has its tremendous costs associated with it. You have constituencies that will oppose it. So almost no one, I use the word almost because there's always someone, but almost no one opposes energy efficiency, and the advantages to energy efficiency are tremendous, and they're politically acceptable. Everybody on the political spectrum is pretty much on board with it. Whether you're a conservative that just is cheap, like some people sitting at this table, or others that are, you know, want to save the environment, whatever it is, whatever your reason, saving energy is we're all on the same, we're all pulling the wagon in the same direction when it comes to energy efficiency, and the returns on investment are literally phenomenal. So we're getting, we have a few minutes left in the program, and I do want to, if we can just encapsulate what we've talked about. Let's just get a quick review. What's an energy efficient neighborhood? That's what we're talking about today, and let's walk through that quickly.
Sure. So an efficient neighborhood for us is actually all of Cape Cod and Martha's Vineyard. We are trying to encourage folks that have not previously taken advantage of our energy efficiency programs, particularly our home energy assessment, to participate now. I mean, there are unprecedented literally unprecedented incentives for folks that haven't had the opportunity to do it yet, and we're hoping to sort of move people off the dime and be able to reduce any of those barriers,
okay,
like money.
So we're going to call 800-797-6699. We're going to get Kim on the phone.
Yes.
And Kim is going to take it from there. So, Kim, take it from there. Where do we go from here?
So I would take your information. We would get a little bit of information about your home and heating system and things like that. Heating fuel, I should say. And then we get you signed up. And after that, I will send you an income verification packet. And if you choose, you can fill it out, send it back, and possibly qualify for some enhanced incentives for generally a very generous amount of insulation work, things like that. You can also call if you have had an assessment previously but have not moved forward with the work because of those barriers Margaret was talking about earlier. Possibly now you may qualify under a new income guidelines. So it doesn't hurt if you've had the assessment and not done the work.
Didn't do the work and this program may have piqued your interest to the point where you want to call the 800 number, which is 800-797-6699. For those of you that didn't get your pencils and papers yet, I'm going to repeat it again, so you may get tired of hearing it, but if I can get you to the point where you're so tired of hearing it that you'll go ahead and say, okay, I give up, I'll call, then we will have accomplished what we wanted to accomplish there also. So, okay, and then, so I've qualified. Now what happens?
So we would contact, we have a couple different contractors that can go ahead with the work, and they will be sending you a revised contract generally reflecting the increased incentive and the customer cost. Anything under $4,000 would be zero at that point. And then you can schedule the work from there. But as we said, it's for a limited time, and the work does have to be scheduled between September 1st and generally right now we're saying March 31st of 2014. That is subject to change.
But it needs to be scheduled into that, basically.
Yes.
Schedule. So then whatever the contractor's schedule. Oh, it has to be completed by March.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
yes.
Okay. So, okay,
scheduled
folks.
Scheduled and completed.
Okay, then let's let's get going here. Let's call the number and make it happen. Because what I'd like to do at some point after it's over is have you come back and talk about whether the program succeeded or not. Because not every program succeeds. And the Cape Light Compact is pretty upfront. When it doesn't succeed, well, okay, we tried this, and although this one sounds like it's robust enough, and the incentives are generous enough that I can't imagine that this one isn't going to be just extremely popular. So, you know, one thing, and we have about a minute left, and I want to talk about the wireless thermostats. There's an incentive for, you know how I love gadgets.
You love gadgets, John. I knew you were going to try and pull this in there somehow.
You have an incentive for wireless thermostats, and that is the kind of a thermostat so that if I'm driving back from over the bridge and I pull out my smartphone, I can turn the heat up on my house or whatever. Or if I forget to turn the heat up, I can pull out my smartphone and turn it down. You've got to have an incentive for that. You don't have an incentive for it.
The gas company has one right now. We're actually investigating it for oil,
okay,
propane, and electric.
Well, we have in the past done it for propane and electric. So mm-hmm. Good. Well, that'll give me a program to talk about at a later date then. And I want to thank you both for coming in. It's been a lot of fun, and look forward to seeing you again after the program is over.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Cape Light Compact Focus on Energy, timely topics on energy matters of interest to the Cape Cod community. If you have questions or topics you'd like us to address on future programs, you can email us at focus@capelightcompact.org or call 1-800-797-6699 and let us know. You can also visit our website at www.capelightcompact.org. If you have questions on today's topic, you can call, again, 1-800-797-6699. I'd like to thank my guests, Margaret Song, Residential Program Manager, and Kim Deischer, Customer Service Coordinator at the Cape Light Compact. I'd also like to thank our engineer, Maddie Dunn, the station operations manager, for his good work in getting the program out to you today. Cape Light Compact Focus on Energy is broadcast from the historic schoolhouse in Provincetown, WOMR 92.1, and in Orleans, WFMR 91.3 on your FM dial. It's also streamed on the World Wide Web at www.womr.org. I'm your host, John Burns. Thank you very much for listening. Please join us again next month, same time, same stations. And remember, use energy wisely. It's a precious and increasingly scarce resource. Thank you.